Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You have just tuned in to a spirited exchange radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, for Evolution of the Modern Mind. Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? We bring you inspirational stories and valuable resources to educate and motivate inspired change makers. Gain tools and insights to transform limiting beliefs. Connect with your divine wisdom for an inspired and purposeful life of love in action. Here we go. A Spirited Exchange Radio starts now. Welcome. Welcome everyone out there in listener land. I'm Carrie Kadambi and you're listening to A Spirited Exchange on Transformation Talk Radio. Every second, fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on A Spirited Exchange, I bring you inspiring guests, engaging in stimulating and mind-opening discussions, helping you to awaken, heal, and reveal your highest purpose. Stay with us for the next hour for an engaging conversation exploring mediumship as a way to connect with spirit. So do you find yourself looking for answers to life's challenges? Do you long for that spot-on guidance that's meant just for you? Do you know that your spirit guides are always sending you messages to guide and lovingly support you? Well, in this episode, we'll explore mediumship as a vehicle to communicate with spirit. We are all gifted the ability to become a medium, each in our own unique way, and we're going to talk about that. So join me, Carrie Kadambi, and my guest, Maitreyi Meliana, an award-winning author, holistic psychotherapist, and spiritual teacher. Maitreyi serves as a guide, a teacher, and she channels the divine feminine so that others can receive the healing, power, and wisdom of Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene. In this episode, we'll explore mediumship, what it is, how it works, and what you'll want to know as you step onto your own unique path of mediumship. So let's welcome Maitreyi Meliana to A Spirit Exchange. Welcome, Maitreyi.
Hi, Carrie. It's great to be here with you.
Oh, welcome back. I always love having you on here. We have the best discussions.
Me too.
Yeah. And with your experience in mediumship and channeling, you have a lot to share with us today. And so I'm looking forward to that for our listeners. So I wanted to start out with just letting people know that I created a series of episodes called Spirit Speaks to highlight some of the many ways that we can communicate with spirit guides for wise and loving guidance, which can help us to learn and heal and grow and actively take part in our own personal evolution. So today we're going to explore mediumship as one of those ways to communicate with spirit. And I think, you know, in talking with a number of people and various clients that I have, I've noticed that sometimes there's a little confusion around what exactly mediumship is. So we're going to kind of define that a little bit, clear up maybe some misconceptions around the term of mediumship, as well as talk about what is intuition and psychic abilities. So there's intuition, psychic abilities, and mediumship abilities. So let's kind of discern what those are. So I'll just share something that I've found describing intuition. That intuition is an inner knowing. It's like an inner navigation system. And some people believe it's our connection to our higher self. And that higher self is the real you. It's the soul consciousness that's more than the physical form that you know yourself as. It's unlimited and it's eternal. And it guides you with intuition, premonition, and it teaches you through insight. It can enable you to find that peaceful place even in the midst of a storm. So it's really wonderful to be able to connect with that higher self, and it's through that that we then have access to our intuition. And some of this information I found on the Mind Valley site, Jeffrey Allen has a blog there, so if people want to go look at that, he talks a little more about that. But Maitreyi, is there anything you'd like to add about intuition, like your experience or what you think of intuition?
I think of intuition as coming from the right brain, which is a different form of intelligence than our rational brain. And we're so comfortable and trained and conditioned to use our left brain that often when we get intuitive hits or messages, it's, we don't quite believe it because it's just not a channel that we've been comfortable or people even talk about.
Right. That's true. Yes. Yeah. And I think it's helpful for people to understand how really helpful intuition is and how to learn to use it, you know, and trust it, right? So that when we do get things, we trust them. And maybe a little later, if we have time, we can talk about some of our own experiences of what has come through as intuition for us. So psychic abilities, the psychic center, they say, comes from the sixth chakra, which is the third eye, that place between your eyebrows. And this center deals with clairvoyance, precognition, telepathy, remote viewing, and similar skills. So these are abilities that can be developed without necessarily developing mediumship, which we'll get to in a little bit. I think of mediumship as more spirit related, but the psychic abilities, I think of it as a field of energy that a person is able to access. And the clairs that we're talking about, there's the clairvoyance, which means the ability to hear something. Clairsentience is to know something. Clairvoyance is to see something. Sometimes these psychic abilities may come through in dreams. So that's just a little bit about what psychic abilities are. Maitreya, is there anything you'd like to add about your experience with psychic abilities or what you think about what that is?
I think psychic abilities are a form of intuition. I think of this whole area as intuition is sort of the larger canvas. And then psychic abilities is one aspect of accessing a person's field of another person's energetic field and information in that field. Mm-hmm. That's a form of intuition. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's, there's no real hard line between each of these is kind of what I feel like. So whether that, when we talk about intuition, and I've mentioned that it was connection to our higher self, I think sometimes intuition, it may seem like intuition, but it's actually spirit guidance coming through, or maybe a psychic ability in a way. So I don't think there's any like hard line between what exactly is intuition, what exactly is psychic ability. And maybe it is just intuition is that larger umbrella. I think it's okay to realize that we can't always know the full answers, you know, that's okay with a little bit of mystery and not knowing exactly how these things fit together. But that's intuition and psychic abilities. And then when we talk about mediumship, I think about mediumship as a link between this world and the unseen world, whether it's on this side of the veil or the other side of the veil. And it's been said that, all mediums are psychic, but not all psychics are mediums. In other words, mediums use psychic senses like the clairs, clairaudience, clairvoyance, to see, hear, and feel spirit. Mediums may communicate with loved ones who've passed. I think a lot of people, when they hear of mediumship, that's what they think of. They may also communicate with higher order guides. And another form of mediumship is channeling, which I think we'll get into more detail here because that's experience that Maitreya has and I do as well. The channeling, they say, is opening the seventh chakra, which is the crown chakra. And that's associated with spiritual awakening and enables you to build that bridge to the higher realms. So you can open that center by asking for guidance on your higher purpose and by using channeling to enrich and empower your life and the lives of others. So those are some of the things related to mediumship, different things that you can, different avenues of mediumship. Maitreya, what would you like to say about mediumship?
I think of mediumship as a medium helps a medium can connect with spirits beyond the veil. Psychic abilities to me are connecting with the person's energetic field, and mediumship is connecting with spirits, which is a very different kind of connection. And so it can be loved ones who've passed, it can be spirit guides, it can be elementals and nature spirits. It can be really connecting even with, and I think this is the difference between channeling. I think channeling is just getting into, you know, guides beyond families. But I think of mediumship as really connecting with actual spirits more than an energetic field.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good distinction. Yeah, I like that explanation. Right. And especially you mentioned like elementals and things in nature. Those are things on this side of the veil, but they're kind of the unseen in the sense that we can get information from them, but it's not seen in a way of like communicating with a person. But it's this side of the veil, as opposed to the other side of the veil being loved ones who've passed and higher order guides. So maybe we can take a minute to talk about what are some of the benefits of mediumship. You know, if we all have the ability to have mediumship, to be able to communicate in these various ways with higher order guides, especially, I think, which is beneficial. Let's talk about what are some of the benefits of exercising mediumship. What to you is a benefit that you've experienced with your channeling?
So we haven't really talked about the, maybe this is a good place in a way you're planning to talk about mediumship and channeling, but I'm not so much as a medium. I don't connect with people's relatives, but I connect with spirit beings. And that's kind of, you're calling them higher order beings. But I work with divine feminine beings and other beings who work through me who aren't my relatives. But that's not to say that, you know, sometimes we can have ancestors who are also our spirit guides. To me, the advantage of mediumship or channeling, and I'll speak to channeling because I'm really not a medium, is connecting with, you know, what you call higher order beings. So what they may be, ascended masters, they may be evolved beings, much higher evolved than maybe a relative who's passed, where there's a tremendous amount of wisdom, healing, and power that's coming through. And there's a larger benefit for a larger number of humanity. A relative who's passed, you know, may work one-on-one with the living relative. But I think when you're working with somebody like an ascended master or higher teachers and higher masters, there's a larger impact for humanity that's wanting to come through. Mm-hmm. So it's just a different purpose.
Right. Yes. And we are going to go a little more detail in more detail on that in a bit. Some of the benefits of being able to access spirit through mediumship, for me personally, I've experienced, you know, knowing that I'm unconditionally loved, guided, and supported. So knowing that you have those guides who are there for you and supporting you in a way that maybe some people haven't experienced from their own family unit or whatever. It's a higher order of wisdom. It can help you amplify your soul's path, you know, to know your direction. I think a lot of people, when they look for a medium, they maybe are looking for what I might think of as fortune telling sometimes, or answers to things. We can access some of that ourselves by developing our own mediumship, as well as developing our intuition and our psychic abilities, but especially the mediumship, I think. I think in, developing a relationship with those guides, we can learn to love ourselves more. And we can also learn how to understand others in a more compassionate way. And some of the other benefits I've heard mentioned are like expanding your creativity. I think the practice of developing this relationship can help us to raise our vibration. And I think anytime that we raise our vibration, it helps us in so many ways, whether it be physical health, emotional, mental health, the ease with which our life flows, you know, that we become more on our path. There's a lot of benefits, I think, to having access to this wise and loving guidance. So I don't know if that's consistent for you, Maitrey, with the channeling, which I think of as kind of under the umbrella of mediumship.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that and more.
Yeah, that and more. Great. Well, we have a lot more to cover, but we're going to take a quick break. So if you're listening right now, you're listening to A Spirited Exchange with me, host Carrie Kadambi, and today's guest, Maitrey Meliana. And when we come back, we'll continue our exploration of mediumship and specifically talking more about channeling as a way to connect with spirit for wise and loving guidance and support. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
I have had such a good time on Tales from the Merworld Radio. It has been an opportunity for me to expand myself so dramatically and become much braver in my voice, to speak about the things that I'm passionate about that are a little bit out there. Your staff is amazing. Olivia is amazing. Jessica, everybody. Anytime I need anything, they show up right away. So thank you for having such an amazing team that is allowing me this platform to do what Spirit wants me to do.
The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christelle Biga, When Success Feels Easy, every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, we're back on A Spirited Exchange with me, host Carrie Kadambi, and today's guest, Maitrey Meliana. And in this episode of Spirit Speaks, Exploring Mediumship, we're talking about mediumship as a way to connect with spirit for wise and loving guidance. But before we continue, I want to make sure that our listeners know how to contact you, Maitrey. So could you give us your contact information? And I believe you also have a free offer, if you could tell about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so my website is maitrey.com. That's M-Y-T-R-A-E.com. And I think you have a link to a free book, which is 7 Steps to Speak Your Truth, that people can read.
Great. Thank you very much. Awesome. So we're going to talk a little bit more about channeling, which is kind of a form of mediumship, but maybe a little more specific. I think, Maitrey, you talked about that it tends to be with the intention of for a larger audience. Like, how would you describe channeling?
So I think of channeling as, so I channel Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, and other divine feminine beings. And that is, you know, it's something that's come to me. It's not something I sought out or went or wanted to do. It just happened. And so I don't know how to channel loved ones who've passed. This is all that I know. And I think a channel is different because, I mean, when you talk about Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene, these are ascended masters. And so they are coming in to help humanity in various ways. So whether it's through wisdom of the messages that come through or the energies of healing and so much more that is coming through in terms of spiritual energies for the upliftment of humanity, which is very different from, you know, a loved one who's passed or so there's a vaster benefit. There's a vaster purpose, I think, with channeling that is not just for the person, which is more for mediumship. It's like it's a more of a personal message. But I think with channeling, the person receives, like we receive as a channel, but it's not just for ourselves. It mm-hmm. is to be, we are conduits, not just to receive for ourselves, but to share with others. And I think that's the difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Between a channel and a medium.
Yeah. I really like that. I agree with that. And I will say, I also do some channeling. I have a guide who, you know, we talk about having names for guides, and you're channeling ascended masters. I have other guides, and I ask the name of one, and sometimes names are just handles. And they gave the name of Ernest. Like, so I have this blog called Messages with Ernest, and it's a little bit of a play on words of being earnest about something, but they are messages that are meant for, you know, the greater whole, for helping humanity. But I also do what I call channeling for messages that are just for me occasionally. They're like my council of guides, and that's when I have questions and I need guidance or answers about something, then I will do that. And although I would say that, you know, I probably could share some of those because generally they're much more general in a way that will help others. Specific enough to help me with what I'm looking for, but broad as well. But they're always it's really amazing. They're always very loving and would never ask you to do something that you're not capable of doing. So it's a really yeah. beautiful thing to be able to yeah. communicate with them in that way.
Yeah, I would agree there. There's just such a gentleness and such love and care, and there's never any pushing. There's always expanding, you know, my perspective, my view and of what's possible. And also very powerful. It's both loving and very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They can be firm, but they're very loving, and there's no ego, you know, involved. No. And it's loving toward everyone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was wondering, so you talked about the channeling sometimes as words, but it can also be an energy. And I don't know how many people may be aware of that you're a classically trained pianist and that you channel music. Do you mm-hmm. want to talk about that?
Yeah, that's been quite a journey. I was classically trained. I have a master's in music, and I never could improvise. And then suddenly one day I was listening to piano music and I had this visitation. I could feel this very high energy, beautiful, exquisite presence in the room that I just, with so much love that I just burst into tears. And right after that, I just walked to my piano and started playing, and this music started coming through, which blew me away because I never could improvise. And I started receiving all kinds of messages about it. I didn't understand it. I didn't know what it was, but I would just cry while I played, and it felt very healing. And I did that for a couple of years. And then I started to share with friends like you, and people started having really powerful experiences. And the guidance I received, I was told it's the language of light. And I didn't know what that was, but I got many, many messages to cut through my rational brain of not knowing, skepticism. But so yes, we can channel words as information that our minds can understand, but what I'm channeling are frequencies and harmonies, which is a form of energy. And I've been told that it's both for healing people, it's for awakening people, as well as for the process of ascension that we're in. So I don't fully understand it myself. I just know that when I sit down and I connect, that something comes through and I'm transported. And it's just a very beautiful experience to be able to do that and share that.
Mm-hmm. It is a beautiful experience. I've experienced it a number of times. It's powerful. And I've had experiences where it's almost been like going on a shamanic journey, mm-hmm. and experiencing things. And we even had an experience where when I shared what I experienced after, you had similarities.
Right.
So it's very powerful.
Yeah.
You also play crystal bowls. And I'm mm-hmm. wondering if that is another form of channeling.
It is. Sound, to me, sound opens up a portal, a connection between our world of 3D and the spirit world. And it literally opens up a channel. It makes it easier for us to access our own soul, and as well as for the healing to come through, because the healing that we need is not just on the level of what we know to be healing. We're now at a time where we are receiving and need to receive this higher order of healing on a soul level, so that for the purpose of ascension. So that is why spirit is very actively working through, you know, you, me, and so many thousands of people to make this happen. So there's messages, there's frequencies, and some people it's energy healing. And for me, it's coming through, yeah, as you said, the sound bowls, you know, as well, and voice. I mean, there's so many ways. And I also just want to say, it's not just spirit, but I feel like it's a partnership, that they're not just doing this for us. You know, we are not, I don't think I'm an empty vessel. I think that my participation is my showing up, my willingness to change my own self and heal and rise, and bring my wisdom and my perspective. So it has never felt like, you know, I'm just empty and, you know, they're coming through, but they make me work. And you know, I it's not, yeah. So it's a wonderful way to both heal and grow.
I agree that it's a partnership, and we're doing our part, and spirit uses what we know, mm-hmm. and spirit partners with those who have, you know, for example, you have your piano training. You know, that is not anything that I've ever done. So that's not, I wouldn't have spirit guides that work in that way, because that's not kind of what I have to work with. But they work with me in other ways, for example, my energy practice. So energy comes through my hands when I do Reiki or shamanic healing. And there are times I feel as if it's somebody else's hands. You know, I know that spirit comes in. And so in a sense, I'm channeling through the use of energy. And I believe that part of our job, you know, this is a partnership, we're working together. So my making sure that my vessel is clear and ready to work and that I'm disciplined helps in that whole process, because it's not only for my own personal growth and healing, but for those I interact with. So that's, you know, energy. Yeah, energy coming through as like Reiki or something. But you also talked, I know there's like chanting or vocalization, or I think about some healers I've seen who may come on stage and speak. And the words have meaning, but there's something about the whole energy that they bring to the space that's transformative.
Right.
And that's, I think, another way of channeling.
Right.
It may have an appearance that's like acceptable and familiar to people in that they're listening to a talk, but there's other energy that's coming through at the same time.
Yeah, there's a lot more that's happening.
Yeah, that we can't
absolutely
see.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yes.
I love what you said, that you have the experience of somebody's hands coming through. That's, yeah, it's just so great. It's wonderful, all the different ways that spirit does work, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, I would have to say that when I was, you know, doing massage practice, or when I do Reiki energy work, so sometimes it is that I feel it's coming through my hands, but there are other times I'm receiving through the clairs. I see something, or I feel something, or I hear something about hold your hands in this position, hold this longer, move now to this position. Like, I get guidance that way. And there are times that I also feel the presence of spirits, whether it be a loved one that's passed for the client who's there, or the client's own spirit guides who've shown up. So that's not related to channeling, but that's all part of the, I guess, mediumship and psychic abilities and that come through.
Yes. Yeah, I think what we're talking about is channeling is much more than relaying information. There's healing, there's energies, beyond healing to awakening energies, all kinds of energies that come through. Yeah.
Yeah. Are there any stories that you'd like to share about some experiences that you've had? You know, I know that you teach groups and you're, you know, doing the crystal bowl playing and the piano, the channeling through piano music. Can you share some things that maybe it's helped people with, or something that you've, that you've been surprised by with the experience?
Yeah, well, this year, right after COVID, the whole program, women's program, was downloaded, and I taught that. And it was, you know, this is Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene, and they were very emphatic that it was co-taught, that even though the structure might have been given, that it was really a co-teaching. And I was a little nervous about how what's this going to look like and be like. But there were these very, very beautiful, powerful experiences of taking women to literally a place called the Divine Feminine Temple, where what I would call some really extraordinary, deep spiritual healings happened. And, you know, the women had very, very powerful experiences, and, you know, they called it life-changing. And it surprised me. It always still surprises me, you know, because I think we all have our egos and sense of worth. And, you know, I've often questioned myself, like, why me? Why am I doing this? But when I see what happens, what comes through, and what people experience, it does blow my mind that how much is possible for us all.
Absolutely. They help walk us into the possibilities that sometimes we can't even imagine. And I would have to say I'm ever so grateful. And this is part of the purpose of sharing this information with a wider audience, that, you know, they too can have this, this ability to connect with the, you know, higher order guides, because what comes through is so incredibly helpful and so loving, and we can all have that. And if we can all work from that, you know, realm, what a more beautiful and loving world we can create.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you have an experience that you want to share?
Well, I have done spirit at play sessions, and they've been kind of a journey like that, taking people to different places. And I've always just allowed it to be guided, and it really surprises me what happens even for myself as well as for those who've been in attendance, and how simple it is to just be together in a group, allow spirit to take part, you know, and be with us and help us on our journeys. I've always been surprised at what comes through with that, and it's beautiful. Yes. Well, there's more that we want to share about this mediumship and channeling and everybody's ability to enter into this, but we're going to take a short break. So I want to let people know that you're listening to A Spirited Exchange. And when we come back, Maitreyi and I will dive a little bit deeper into what's possible for you. So, and before we break, Maitreyi, can you share your contact information again for our listeners?
Sure. My website is maitreyi.com. That's MYTRAE.com.
Okay. And you also have a free offer that you've...
I have a free offer that people can download from my website.
Okay, great. All right. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show Heart Change Consciousness on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Welcome. Welcome back on A Spirited Exchange with me, host Kerry Kadambi, and guest Maitreyi Meliana. So today we're talking about mediumship as a way to talk with spirit and to get support and loving guidance. But before we dive into the remainder of the episode, I want to let you know how you can reach me to learn more about how I help clients unlock their full potential to living a fulfilling life on purpose. So you can check out my website, thedivineguidancegift.com, where you can sign up to work with me online in private sessions or in a group program. So welcome back. We've been talking about mediumship and channeling, and that everybody has this potential for being a medium, and it's just a matter of developing that. So let's talk a little bit about how they can get started. So I just want people to know that you do have this ability, and you can develop the skill of mediumship in whatever way is unique to you. So we've talked before about there's the different... There's the intuition, which is helpful to develop anyway. It's a little different than mediumship because the intuition is, I think, related to accessing your higher self, as well as maybe information out in the field. And then, let's see. So I'll jump into some ways that you can start working on building the mediumship itself. So there's simple ways, like you can get angel cards or oracle cards and ask a question and pull a card. And that's a very easy way to start that communication. You can also just ask for help with things. Like one of the ways that I started was just asking for help with a parking spot, you know, help me find a parking spot. You can also use a pendulum to ask questions. And I've had a whole episode on using a pendulum, which you can look for. You can journal. So you can take a journal and you can write questions and then you can sit quietly and listen for what comes and write down the response. There's other ways of connecting with nature. And Maitreya, maybe you can talk to that a little bit because that's something that you did since you were a child, connecting with spirit through nature.
I think first of all, it's loving nature. First of all, having just a pure, innocent love for nature and tuning in. I think of when, you know, connecting with nature or animals, or, you know, I think we tune into their vibration as opposed to expecting them to come to our vibration, although that does happen. But they do speak. I mean, they very much have spirits. Plants have spirits. Trees have spirits. Water bodies have spirits. And, you know, I think they really work with the planet and us to create peace and joy and health. And there's so much availability of guidance and partnership. So I don't quite know how it happened. I mean, it just, as a child, as children, I think we're very open. But even now I feel like it's tuning in. It's just like channeling. It's like you tune into a particular radio frequency. And you just, I think you ask and you're open and then you wait. And
Yeah. I think that what I'm imagining is the sense of being open and curious and kind of allowing. So it's not a pushing or making of anything. It's a settling back and allowing and opening that allows it to come through. And it may not come through in a hearing sense, right?
It does.
Yeah.
It comes through in all the clairs.
All the clairs, right? Mm. So it may come differently for different people. Yes. And you can generally just also ask spirit just to help you with something, besides just a parking space, but like help you if you need information about something. And there may be some synchronistic event that you'll meet someone and they'll tell you exactly what it was you needed to hear. You know, that is spirit helping. It may be that a book lands in your lap in some way that has the information that you needed. And so just being able to ask and then allow, be open for things to show up whenever the time is right. So those are ways that people can start. And then I would say it's important to prepare ourselves. For example, meditation is a good way to help us make that connection because we need to quiet the mind in order to make space to perceive the communication in whatever way it's coming through. And creating a regular practice makes it easier for us to receive on a more regular basis. Is there anything you'd like to share about meditation practice or quieting the mind?
I think that's a great idea. That's a great suggestion. I think it's important to have that open space to just be still, you know, without any distractions and external stimulation, to just to go within. Yeah.
Yeah, because we just don't seem to have enough time to do that. And there's other benefits to it as well, you know, being able to listen to ourselves and to our bodies, and we get messages that way as well. And then there's what I call raising our vibration. And Maitreya, you and I have talked about this before, where spirit is a higher level vibration. and we need to raise our vibration and they lower theirs so we can meet somewhere in the middle. And so there's ways that we can raise our vibration. For example, personal growth and healing, whether it be physical or mental, emotional. So always to be working on whatever it is that limiting beliefs that we have that hold us back, any traumas that we've experienced, there's ways of healing and releasing those. Working on our moral development, doing physical practices for self-care, anything that really makes us feel better, connects us more with an internal joy, helps us to raise our vibration. I don't know if you have any other suggestions on how you like to raise your vibration or help others.
Music, nature, dance, laughter, good friends, positive thoughts, positive books. There's so many, going out in nature, just whatever brings you joy, whatever, a pet, you know, hanging out with animals. Yeah, there's so many wonderful ways to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's beautiful. And it's important, mm-hmm. You know, it's not just like something special to treat ourselves with occasionally. It's really working for our own benefit and the benefit of others to do this sort of self-care and raise our vibration regularly. Another thing that I think is helpful is spiritual practice. And that may look different for different people. Spiritual practice being not necessarily the same, actually I think different from say a religious practice. But it's generally can be recognizing that there is something greater than ourself. Spiritual practice can help us to learn non-attachment, to help us in our right use of our will, to align us with higher energies. And we can do things like read spiritually oriented books, watch programs. We can pray. We can have gratitude, offer gratitude for everything. We can set our minds to higher intentions and just desire to connect with the divine. These can all be part of it. Another thing that we can do is recognize what our high vibration messages, when we talk about when we start our mediumship and we start receiving information, one of the things we want to pay attention to is what is coming through and are they a high vibration message? Because sometimes in the beginning, it can be a little confusing for some people about whether is what I'm receiving my mind or is it actually spirit? And so we can look at it. You know, we always use the phrase of judge the tree by its fruit. So you want to see what is that fruit? Is that fruit loving, compassionate, beneficial? You know, is it high vibration? And one of the things that Maitreyi and I can provide here is showing people an example of what a higher vibration message will look like. And Maitreyi, you have the gift that has some channeled messages, right, that you're offering mm-hmm. On the Transformation Talk Radio site. They can find that.
Yeah.
And you have blog posts, don't you, as well, mm-hmm. with some channeled mm-hmm. messages, mm-hmm. right?
I do. From Mother Mary, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're beautiful. And on my website, I also have blog postings with the messages from Ernest, which I've been told are beautiful. And I mm-hmm. think, like we were talking before, some of those channeled messages, though it may just look like a written message, there's an energy to it. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes merely by reading it, or if it's an audio listening to it, can actually bring you an energy that raises your vibration, that brings you a sense of peace and calm. So, but anyway, these are examples of what to look for. And when you start receiving messages, how to know whether they're higher vibrational. And then probably one thing we can talk about a little bit is potential roadblocks that people may come to on their path of trying this mediumship, trying to connect with spirit. They may have fears to overcome or certain roadblocks. For example, a person might believe that maybe they don't deserve, you know, they're not deserving enough of connecting with these higher order beings. That may be a limiting belief, and it can be healed. You know, you can recognize it and then work to heal it so that you're more open to receiving. I don't know if you've experienced with some of your participants, Maitreyi, or even with yourself, roadblocks or
fears. With myself, I know for myself, I was very skeptical. I didn't understand what was happening. And I didn't believe, you know, I was like, why is she coming to me? First of all, I thought it was a Hindu, and, you know, why is this Catholic figure coming to me? It didn't make sense. And then I think like you said, the sense of worth, that's what was brought up for me. It took me a long time, and I still work on it, that, I think it's hard for us to, I think even though many of us may yearn for it, I think sometimes when you come in contact with this such a high energy of the sacred, we it's easy to shrink back, and all our human stuff comes up, you know, whatever that is. But that's part of the journey. That it does need to come up for us to have this connection. So I think that would be my just guidance, that just whatever comes up is part of the journey, and it's part of your own healing and transformation, and to work through those to receive and allow more to come through. Mm-hmm. Because we are all sacred. And this is the journey to realize that we are indeed sacred beings.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And I would say, you know, it's an opportunity, just like every relationship here on earth is an opportunity for learning and growing. Developing this relationship with our spirit guides is also an opportunity to learn and grow and heal. And, you know, they're there with us. Some of them have been with us for lifetimes and may be with us for more lifetimes. And they know us so deeply, and to create this relationship with them it's incredibly helpful. So when we can start in this path, we can search out others who can support us, who we can share with to normalize this process. It's helpful to everyone. And yeah, there was something else I was going to say about that. I have experienced myself, you know, doubt about the messages that I receive. You know, are they real or not? And a lot of it, I think it just comes down to practice. And it's also helpful when I'm able to share it with others so that I can see what it is for them, you know, and that's really helpful. So to not be afraid to share with others who, you know, are of like mind, so that we can support each other on this path, this evolution toward, you know, creating relationship with spirit, the spirit side. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as we bring the episode toward a close, Maitreyi, is there any message you would like to share that you most want people to know about our connection with spirit?
I would like to say that you are sacred. We are all sacred. And it doesn't have to be through religion, but really the way in is through your heart. And spirit wants to connect with you, and already has a relationship with you, because we all have spirit guides. And I think it's you allowing yourself the knowing and claiming your own divinity, that is this process, which is so beautiful and transformational and extraordinary.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Maitreyi. You're so articulate when you talk about this, and I know it comes from a a divinely guided place and you have a big heart. So I want to thank today's guest, Maitreyi Meliana, for being with us today and sharing her knowledge, experience, and passion for communicating with higher order spirits for wise and loving guidance. Thank you, Maitreyi.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
As always. And I want to thank all the fabulous listeners who've tuned in today with open, curious, and receptive minds, eager to awaken to their own personal evolution. Please join me every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. My next show will be on January 13th, and we'll continue with the theme of Spirit Speaks, exploring modalities, tools, and tips for connecting to our divine spirit guidance to assist us in the pursuit of our individual and collective evolution. I'll see you back here next time, and until then, I wish you much peace and good health. You've been listening to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, for Evolution of the Modern Mind. Tune in live every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Together, we will awaken, heal, and connect to live our greatest potential. For more information or to connect with me, visit TheDivineGuidanceGift.com.